brought to you by Penguin.
The Light That Failed by Ivan Krastev and Stephen Holmes. Read by John Sackville. Imitation and its discontents. We are all born originals. Why is it so many of us die copies? Edward Young. The future was better yesterday. We used to believe that the year 1989 divided the past from the future almost as clearly as the Berlin Wall divided the East from the West. We had trouble imagining a world that is radically better than our own, or a future that is not essentially democratic and capitalist. That is not the way we think today. Most of us now have trouble imagining a future, even in the West, that remains securely democratic and liberal. When the Cold War ended, hopes for liberal capitalist democracy spreading globally were high. The geopolitical stage seemed set for a performance not unlike George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, an optimistic and didactic play in which a professor of phonetics, over a short period of time, succeeds in teaching a poor flower girl to speak like the Queen and feel at home in polite company. Having prematurely celebrated the integration of the East into the West, interested observers eventually realized that the spectacle before them was not playing out as expected. It was as if, instead of watching a performance of Pygmalion, the world ended up with a theatrical adaptation of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, a pessimistic and didactic novel about a man who decided to play God by assembling replicas of human body parts into a humanoid creature. The defective monster felt doomed to loneliness, invisibility, and rejection. And envying the unattainable happiness of its creator, it turned violently against the latter's friends and family, laying their world to waste, leaving only remorse and heartbreak as legacies of a misguided experiment in human self-duplication. How liberalism ended up the victim of its heralded success in the Cold War is the story this book aims to tell. Superficially, the fault lay with a series of profoundly destabilizing political events. The 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center in New York, the Second Iraq War, the 2008 financial crisis, Russia's annexation of Crimea and intervention in eastern Ukraine, the impotence of the West as Syria descended into a humanitarian nightmare, the 2015 migration crisis in Europe, the Brexit referendum, and the election of Donald Trump. Liberal democracy's post-Cold War afterglow has also been dimmed by the Chinese economic miracle, orchestrated by a political leadership that is unapologetically neither liberal nor democratic. Attempts to salvage the good name of liberal democracy by contrasting it favourably with non-Western autocracy have been undercut by the feckless violation of liberal norms, as in the torture of prisoners, and the evident malfunctioning of democratic institutions inside the West itself. Tellingly, how democracies atrophy and perish has become the question that most preoccupies liberal scholars today. The very ideal of an open society, too, has lost its once-fated luster. For many disillusioned citizens, openness to the world now suggests more grounds for anxiety than for hope. When the Berlin Wall was toppled, there were only 16 border fences in the world. Now there are 65 fortified perimeters either completed or under construction. According to Quebec University expert Elisabeth Vallée, almost a third of the world's countries are rearing barriers along their borders. The three decades following 1989 turned out to be an intermural period, a brief barricade-free interval between the dramatic breaching of the Berlin Wall, exciting utopian fantasies of a borderless world, and a global craze of wall-building, with cement and barbed wire barriers embodying existential, if sometimes imaginary, fears. Most Europe.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?